Hey friend, it's your girl Tia here with Tia Talks, and today we're going to talk about women cooking. Men keep asking, oh, why don't women cook no more? Women don't really F with me like that. Why they don't cook no more? And the answer is very simple, right? The answer is very simple. The answer is you cannot, as a man, and I'm saying high value men. When I say high value men, I'm not saying a man that makes a certain amount of money. I'm saying value, something that money cannot buy. Moral, something that money cannot buy. So that's what I mean when I say high value men. So when a man asks a woman to cook for him or bring him food, he, if he is a man of substance, would offer her money to buy the food for her to cook for him. Because if not, your average woman has kids or she has her own mouth to feed. So you're asking her to take money and food out of her mouth, her family's mouth, to provide food and nourishment for you. And what will she gain from that? She actually loses. So if you are a man of status and of value and of morals, you would buy her food to cook for you, and in return she would have no problem cooking for you because you just brought and provided value in her life. So that's where I think the miscommunication is that men want something without giving something. And if, you know, it's the 49, the loss of power, right, is despise the free lunch. So 9 times out of 10, if something is free, you don't want it anyways because it comes at a cost that you will find out later, and it will be way more expensive than you just buying simple groceries. Like, if you know, you know. You know what I'm saying? But stop asking women. Let's say some women get government assistance, right? So you're in turn asking her to spend her government assistance that Uncle Sam. So another man is buying your food. She's cooking it and bringing it to you. So what are you providing? How are you gonna repay her besides dropping some D? Let's just be honest about it. Again, if you want a woman to cook for you, this is a guarantee strategy. You want her to cook for you. Whatever it is that you have a taste for, you go to the store and buy the ingredients, or you give her the money to buy the ingredients and say, hey, at your earliest convenience, can you make me some spaghetti? I have a taste. That was a bad example. I shouldn't have used that because men know. They mamas taught them about spaghetti. But for the sake of this, I'm just, you know, lasagna. I have a taste for lasagna. I bought all the ingredients for lasagna. Come on now, Google it. You know how to Google porn. You know how to Google how to trick a bitch. You know how to Google everything else. But when it comes time to Google something that will elevate your mind and elevate your life, you seem to not know how to use technology. The technology is out here. They have AI out here. They have everything out here to help you do the things that it is you want to do. So even if you can't cook yourself, which is a shame because that's a life skill. Suppose you were locked in your house for long periods of time, what would you do? You couldn't Uber, the internet was down, and you're some reason just locked in your house. Maybe you're snowed in, maybe it's a tornado outside, whatever reason. For some reason you're locked in your house, how would you eat then if no woman lived there? A woman cooking is not the end all be all. You should at least know how to cook to survive. That is a survival skill that that all men should know how to do. I'm not saying you got to know how to throw down, but you should know how to cook, right? But in the event that you can't, do not ask a woman to cook for you. Stop asking a woman to cook for you. Stop asking a woman to take food out of her mouth and her kid's mouth to provide for you. What are you providing for her? So let's make this new rule. The new rule is, you only ask a woman to cook for you, even if it's your mother, even if it's your grandmother, even if it's your sister, even if it's your aunt. You need to bring some paper plates. You need to bring some to-go plates. You need to bring some silverware. You need to bring a beverage. Like, you need to bring something. It's so low class of you to ask a woman to cook. Like, do you know what it takes to make a simple meal? And we're going to say lasagna, because when I cook. You know what I'm saying? I'm not talking about no, you know, fake food, right? So you go to the grocery store. In the grocery store, you have to have money. Hopefully, you know what to buy, and you're eating to live and not trying to dig a grave, early grave with your teeth. If you know, you know what I mean. We're eating to live. So you're buying the best of the best ingredients, right? That's money. So your lasagna is going to be like $30 minimum with all the best ingredients. We're talking the best sauces. We're talking onions, green pepper. A green pepper costs $1. A pepper. We're talking onions. Onions is like $1.50. We're talking garlic. We're talking spices, oregano. We're talking noodles, right? We're talking cheese. We're talking ricotta cheese. We're talking spinach. You know what I'm saying? Then hopefully, you know, she got the pots, the pans, whatever. If she don't, she got to buy the pots, the pans. She got to buy foil. Then you're going to want some garlic bread on the side. Then you might want some lettuce, some tomato, a salad. Like, let's be realistic here. Then she bought the items. So that means that she had the money. Hopefully she has a car and she went to the store in a car. If not, she had the Uber or get on the bus, right? Or maybe she got to, did a delivery service, right? Cost money, cost time, right? So now the groceries are in her house. If she drove to the store, was on a bus or whatever, she had to carry all that into her house. Now it's into her house. She has to put it up in the cabinets, refrigerators, everything like that. Then she has to start prepping, start cooking, whatever. So now she's cooking. Now it's cooking. Now guess what? She has to clean everything, right? She has to clean everything. And then you just come magically after all the hard work and labor is done, and you think you're supposed to put your legs up under her table for what? For dessert at the end of the night, which studies show that over 90% of women do not climax, not from a man, maybe from a rose, maybe from themselves, maybe from an electric toothbrush. But men don't know women, because men do not take the time to try to learn women and learn women's bodies. Men have sex for themselves. Very selfish, very self-centered. They have sex until they ejaculate. Once they ejaculate, the exchange is over. That's why me personally, I can't just sleep around with people, because there's no guarantee that I'm going to climax. And if you don't like or love me or care about me, you're not going to care about whether I climax or not. So there's really no point at the exchange. I would just leave with a wet ass. But sorry, that's getting off on a tangent. But stop asking women to cook for you unless you're going to buy the groceries. If you buy the groceries, of course she's going to cook for you, because that's law of reciprocity, period. Law of reciprocity. Do unto others as you would have do unto you. Help those who help you. You do your part, I do my part. That's how it goes. Stop expecting things for free. Despise the free lunch. The things that you will get for free, you're not going to want, and they're going to turn out to be more expensive than if you just bought it the first time around. Again, it's your girl Tia here with Tia Talks, and thanks for listening.